Hi, everybody.
I'm here today with Guy Bevington from True North. Hello, Guy.
Hello. How are you?
And today, well, before we get onto our main event, main podcast, I'm going to ask you five questions in this new trailer to the podcast that I have. So, first question for you there, Guy. What's your daily routine?
My daily routine, I guess over the last year, it's been quite an intricate balancing act, juggling the life of building a business and trying to tend to two pretty crazy toddlers at the same time. So been a blend of the two, I guess. But I mean, how it looks roughly at the moment is try and get up relatively in good time, so get up at 6 a.m. I will always try and meditate for 10 minutes first thing in the morning. I think that's very important to kind of get yourself in the right state of mind for the trials and tribulations that are invariably going to come your way throughout the day. So I get up early doors, do about 10 minutes meditation, do a couple of hours of work before the kids get up, ideally. Then switch back to parent mode, do an hour worth of helping with breakfast and that kind of thing, 8 till 9. Then 9 o'clock, do the team kickoff call in the morning, talk through planning sack for the day, and then basically just work through till lunch, remotely, obviously, as we all are at the moment. I do then very much try and take a break over lunch. I think it's really important to take a break. I think those people that kind of just sit in front of the PC all day, just don't think it can be good for you, right, from mentally or physically. So I think it's really important to give yourself a breather, actually sit down, enjoy your lunch. And then after that, actually, I always try and do something remotely active, so you either go to the gym or walk the dog or go for a run, something like that. Then come back, crack on until 5, do the wrap-up call with the team at 5, then switch back to crazy toddlers, help with bath and bedtime. And then when my daughter finally lets me leave the room, I will cook dinner. I'm the primary chef in our household. And then a couple of hours of work, probably in the evening, whilst watching a bit of TV, I guess, is the finely tuned machine that I've got it down to for the last year or so we've lived in.
Very busy, very busy. Okay, so what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've ever received, it's actually quite a difficult question. I think I've received quite a few that really stand out, but the one, if I had to pinpoint, I'd say came from my dear old dad, actually, who told me growing up, and it's just something that's always stuck in my mind, and I think it serves very much so in the industry that I'm in anyway, and that's to find out what people want and help them get it. It sounds quite simple, but I think, sort of layered on top of that, he always said to me that you can have whatever you want in life if you help others get what they want. And that's just something that's always stuck with me. That's kind of my mantra, I guess, is to serve others, to help serve yourself. So yeah, I think that's the best advice I could share.
So what's your favorite thing to do to relax?
I wish I could probably give you more of a healthy answer, but the truth is to go to the pub with my mates, probably. that's what I enjoy doing most, to relax. But other than that, I do meditate quite a lot. I think that's really important. So I've got into over the last couple of years, just to try and find that space in your own head to kind of quieten the voices, etc., and chill out a bit. So I try and do that. Play a bit of guitar whenever I can. Go to the gym, I guess. They're probably the main vices I use to try and de-stress from the day.
So what in the world annoys you?
Do you know what? I'm actually quite a difficult person to get riled up. There's not a huge amount of things that annoy me, because I kind of feel that when something annoys you, you've given up your power to that thing. And I think that there's no point sitting in a place of annoyance for very long, because it doesn't serve anybody well. So not many things, but if I had to pick something, I'd say it's generally negative people. I'm quite a solutions orientated person. I'd rather sort of find the solution to a problem rather than sit there moaning about it. So just people that always see the glass as half empty, I guess, pee me off to the nth degree.
And finally, what are you most proud of?
Well, my many accolades over the years. I'm joking. I guess the thing I'm probably most proud of, I'd actually say in the last year or so, has been building a business relatively successfully in the midst of a global pandemic, whilst also feeling like I've been able to balance family commitments and be present for a large portion of the early years of my daughters. So doing both of those things side by side, because I wouldn't be happy if obviously I I wasn't able to effectively do both of those, but I feel that's a balancing act. So I feel I've not necessarily perfected, but managed to hold together.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that. For the regular listeners, Guy's podcast will be out on Sunday and you can find it in all the usual places. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, then please subscribe with the Atom Ventures podcast, and you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the great podcasting sites. Please also leave a review, and if you want to get in contact, then please visit our site, atomcto.com. You can find us on LinkedIn under Atom Ventures and Atom CTO, and you can email us at info@atomcto.com.